Sick of getting no matches just because you have a little one running around?
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y-like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over an online dating app called Stir, which is an online dating app that is geared towards those users who are single parents. But before we get into all that, though, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. Now, in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these five sections. The first of which is user demographics, then ease of use, then the price, then the features, then the success rates. So without further ado, let's jump into number one on our list, which is the user demographics. As I said in the intro, Stir is an online dating app that is geared towards those users who are single parents. And this online dating app isn't created by just some random third-party company. It's actually created by the Match Group, who is responsible for online dating giants such as Tinder, OkCupid, and Match.com. This means that this app is being created by an extremely successful dating app creator, so you know that there's going to be some serious effort and competition put behind this app. I do want to mention as well that they recently already made changes to this app because this app used to be a pay-to-communicate app. However, they changed that because so many users were talking about how single parents don't have a lot of money to spare for something like online dating. So now this is a free-to-communicate app where if you match with a user, you are free to communicate with them as much as you'd like. So I just want to repeat again, you don't need to pay for an upgraded membership in order to communicate with people on this app, which is a brand new feature that they just started. And while this app is relatively new, it is growing pretty fast because there isn't really another place for a lot of single parents to go when it comes to online dating. And while I don't know the exact user numbers of this dating app, I do know that there are over 20 million different single parents in the United States alone, and that's where this app is geared towards. So there is a huge potential for there to be a ton of users on this app. And again, there was no average age range of the users who were put out here, but if I were to guess, I'd say that the average age range of those users are people who are aged 22 to 40 years old, as this is the age range where most users are going to be single parents. So this is going to move me into number two on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me onto number two on my list, which is the ease of use. First, let's talk about the registration process. When signing up, you will be giving the following information, which includes your gender, the gender you are interested in, your birthday, your zip code, your first name, your email, and a password. And after that, Stir will ask you where you've heard of the app from. This is where you go ahead and say that you've heard it from YouTube. Stir will then ask you some final personal questions, like what your intentions are, your height, your ethnicity, and if you have kids, if they live at home, and if you want more kids. Then you'll answer some personality questions, which will later be displayed on your profile. These questions are all multiple choice and honestly shouldn't take anyone longer than 5 minutes to complete. After that, you will be adding some profile pictures. Keep in mind that if you don't add at least 3 photos that show your face, your profile will not be presented to the other users. This might seem like a pain, but this means that every profile you come across is going to have at least 3 profile pictures as well. From here, they will ask you to join their premium subscriptions, but it's not necessary, so you can skip that for now. And after that, you'll verify your account by providing your phone number and punching in the code that you receive. From here, you can explore the app. The app itself is very neatly set up, in my opinion. It's pretty easy to navigate around, and it doesn't function too differently from most other online dating apps like Tinder or Bumble. It's clear that this app is made by the Match Group because everything is pretty easy to figure out, even if you aren't too tech savvy. So this is going to move me onto number three on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to tell you guys about our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me onto number three on my list, which is the price. Stir is a free to download and free to use app. What I mean by this is you can download the app for free, make an account, swipe through users, make matches, and communicate with those matches. And as I said earlier, you can absolutely thank those early users for this being a possibility because it originally was a paid dating app, but it no longer is because of so much backlash. With that being said, there is still a paid membership that you can optionally sign up for to have a better experience on the app. They offer two paid membership packages, one called Standard and the other called Premium. With Standard, you get everything in the free version, plus you are able to message other users before you've made a match, and you can also decide who will actually see your profile. And what they mean by this is that you can set the app to only show profiles your profile if you sent them a like. And if you didn't send them any likes, then they won't see your profile. And then with the Premium membership, you get everything that the Standard comes with, plus you are able to see everybody who has liked you. You can read receipts. You also get a monthly boost, you get some super likes every week, and you get unlimited rewinds. We'll go over all of those features later in the features section. For now, let's talk about what you would pay if you wanted to get that paid Standard membership. For the Standard membership, it would cost $39.99 for 1 month or $113.99 for 6 months, which comes out to $19 per month. And for the Premium membership, you can pay $89.99 for 3 months, which comes out to about $30 a month, or $119.99 for 6 months, which comes out to about $20 per month. It seems extremely silly to me that the difference in price between the 6 month Standard and the 6 month Premium is a total of $6 total. I don't know who decided to price things like this, but if you were to go and sign up for a membership on this website and you were deciding to do 6 months, absolutely just pay the extra $6 to get the Premium. It seems really silly to me that they've decided with this price range, but why not? Go for the higher one for about the same price. But before you sign up for any online dating website, I wanna be sure that you guys are checking out our online dating website deals page first. Our online dating website deals page is a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. So if you wanted to save yourself some money, who the heck doesn't? Be sure to check out our online dating website deals page. So this is gonna move me into number four on my list, which is the features. If we were looking at the app, there are four main menus that are along the bottom of the screen. They are the home icon, the heart icon, the chat icon, and the profile icon. Starting with the home icon, this is where all your matching action happens. User profiles will be presented to you here. You can swipe through their photos, or you can swipe down to see the same photos along with their answers to the questions the app asks them when they were signing up. If they took the time to, you can also see a bio they've written out as well. Similar to Tinder, if you'd like to pass anybody, you would tap on the X icon. If you would like to match them, you can tap on the heart icon. The star icon in the middle is very similar to Tinder Super Like, and it is even called the same thing. Super liking a user will notify them that you've liked them before they've even matched you. You can tap the lightning bolts to boost your own profile, again, very similar to Tinder, where it will present your profile to nearby users first for a limited amount of time. Keep in mind that this is a paid feature. To the left of the lightning bolt, you'll see a reverse arrow. This is what you would tap on if you wanted to undo a swipe. This is also a paid feature that was called Rewind. Below the lightning bolt, you will also find three dots, which will open up a different menu, allowing you to block or report a user if you feel the need to. Let's move on to the heart menu. The heart menu is where you will see all the users who have liked you. This is a premium feature. The next menu is the chat menu. This is where you will communicate with your matches. This is a free feature, however, you can only communicate with users who have liked and who have liked back, or in other words, your matches. Sending messages to users that only you have liked is a premium feature. This is also where you would see read receipts, another premium feature that allows you to see if another user has read your message, even if they didn't respond. And lastly, for the main menus, there's a profile icon. On this menu, you can set your preferences for what you are seeking by tapping the seeking menu. You can set the gender, age range, location, and distance from that location. You can, of course, edit your profile here too. You can edit your name, add a summary or bio to your profile, and change any answers you chose when signing up. You can also, again, set your preferences at the bottom of this menu. You can also view your profile as another user would see it as well. Going back, you can also check out Stir's Safety Center here. This will give you information on how to date safely utilizing the Stir app. On the top right, you will find a gear. Tap on that and it will open up your settings. Here you can adjust your profile's visibility, alter your notification settings, view agreement documents, and community guidelines. In the center of the page, you can find the area where you would go if you wanted to upgrade to a premium membership. And lastly, if you had any more questions, there is a question mark logo on the top, which will redirect you to STIR's FAQ page on your web browser. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list. But before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, which is the success rates. Determining if this app is going to be successful for you or not is going to be based off of a few factors. Obviously, this is an app that is geared towards those users who are single parents. So this app is going to be successful for people who are single parents. If you're not a single parent, you can still sign up for this app, though I think a lot of users would find it kind of odd. Another thing to note as well is that it's really good to know that this app is being run by the Match Group. This is an online dating giant company. This means that this app is being run by people who know what they are doing in order to bring you success in an online dating realm. They've made countless successful apps in the past, and there's no reason why this one couldn't be successful as well. Other than that, I think that your intentions for this app should be at a minimum casual dating and at a maximum serious dating. I really don't think that you're going to be finding users here who are going to be looking for one-night stands or hookups. So if you are looking for that, then I would honestly go and look elsewhere. And even casual dating, probably not going to find a lot of people who are into that because they simply don't have a lot of time. They're single parents. They don't have a lot of money to spend in a lot of cases. And so it's going to be really difficult for you to find people who want to date casually here too. So this app is going to be great for those single parents who are looking for more, maybe more relaxed dating, but definitely more on the serious side. But before you sign up for this app and any other online dating app, I do suggest that you check out Online for Love's online dating website deals page. Our online dating website deals page is going to be a host of online dating website discounts for multiple different online dating websites. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our opening line formula and more. If you guys wanted to see some more content from us, be sure to check out our videos popping up on the left and right here. And I do want to ask you guys again real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.